Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Cindy Marroquin, and I am from the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And today I'm here with Jane Ralph and Lisa Nitsch, and we are going to be talking today about the upcoming Women of Color Network Institute and Conference taking place in May. And I just wanted to see if Lisa can share a little bit with us about what is this event? What is the Women of Color Institute and Conference?
The conference is going to be in New Orleans in May, from May 10th to the 14th. And what it is, the National Call to Action Institute and Conference, there will be a Women of Color Institute, a Men's Institute, and a Mainstream Women's Institute that's going to be followed by a two-day conference. All of this was created. It came about 2 years of national calls have been going on with the Women of Color Network to address unique experiences of women of color as advocates. And if you ask and you listen, you'll certainly hear that they are different from those of white advocates. And how aspiring allies can best encourage and support women of color advocates, and how by doing this, we know that we're going to improve our services and be able to better meet the needs of women of color who are victims of violence as a whole. So it kind of benefits everybody.
Why do you feel it's important for mainstream white women to attend this event?
I come from an agency that has been around for a long time, since about 1977, and most agencies like that are headed without question by white women. And it's great that women feel connected to the work and sometimes commit their entire professional lives to the issue of violence against women. But we have to be really honest about that fact and to have a dialogue about why that is. Women of color have been involved in the movement from the very beginning. And so what's going on that they're not in more leadership positions in the field, particularly like me, if you're a white woman in an agency working in a community of color, you need this information. We really have no right to do this work and create policies that impact so many people without the voices of women of color at the table, both in terms of as advocates of color and victims of color. This dialogue is really needed in this field.
Jane, would you like to share with us why you feel it's important for mainstream white women to attend this event?
I really think it's critical for white women to attend and participate and to support the Women of Color Network in whatever way we can for those who can't attend. What's most important is I think we need to attend because we are invited to. We were invited to the table to be part of this, in spite of the way we, for the most part, as the women with power in this movement, have largely excluded and even endangered women of color. I would like to believe mostly without intention, but that's been the outcome nonetheless. And so when we're not including the voices of women of color and not really lifting up the incredible leadership skills that are there, we're not going to serve victims of color or white victims as well as we might. So the most important reason is because we are invited. Second, I think that we view the movement to end domestic and sexual violence as a justice movement. And if we don't take on the racism and the white privilege within this movement, then we have no hope of doing justice.
As someone who will be attending this conference and institute, I agree it's all very important. It's important to address the fact that all the different issues of racism and sexism and everything having to do with violence against women, it all intersects. There is no way we can talk about ending violence against women without talking about issues of racism and classism, all those different isms that exist. This is going to be a very wonderful event where we have the opportunity to all sit down and have these very important conversations that have been happening for a while now on the phone. There's something different and something a lot more valuable in being able to do it in person. And because a lot of people have been on these calls, it's just going to be great to be able to put a face to the different names that, you know, we hear on the phone all the time, the voices that we hear, some of us have never been able to meet. So it's going to be a really, really great opportunity to do that. So thank you. Lisa, would you like to share with us how folks can attend this conference or just find out more information about this conference?
You can also purchase a program book or exhibit or vendor table. There's lots of ways to get involved, donate to a silent auction, all that. They can get in touch, contact the Women of Color Network through their website, which is womenofcolornetwork.org. Or they can call at 1-800-537-2238 and just use extension 142.
Before we go, I just wanted to ask you both, Jane, if you want to go ahead and share with us, what is your history with this movement, this very grassroots movement? Where were you during these conversations? What was your experience hearing these conversations and then seeing this come about and seeing this become a reality for everybody?
It really began for me when I learned about the cultural competency training that the Women of Color Network was holding last summer in Tucson. I'm relatively new to full-time work in this movement. I've worked around areas of women's rights and other rights, as well as privilege and anti-racism work in other arenas, but not so much in this particular movement. So I saw some things in day-to-day work that made me curious about what was going on in terms of anti-racism work. So I was so excited to see and learn about the Women of Color Network, and as soon as I did find out about it, I have gotten as involved as I possibly could. So I've been involved with aspiring ally calls and plans for this conference really since the conference in Tucson last summer.
How about you, Lisa? Can you share a little bit with us about your experience throughout this journey to this great institute and conference that we are all going to experience in May?
Like Jane, I got connected specifically to this project with Women of Color Network through their cultural competency trainings that happened last summer in Tucson. I went to that training thinking, here's people putting words to my experience in a community of color run in an agency, fairly run by white mainstream women. And for years, I have considered myself an aspiring ally. Frankly, I thought I was an ally, period. And that's an important distinction that I've learned, is that between thinking in your mind that you are an ally and expressing that you want to be an ally or that you're an aspiring ally is very different. And it's through that training that I started that conversation with myself. And I realized that I was trying to be an ally to women of color without ever asking how I can best be an ally. And I believe it's our work. As white folks, I think it's our work to do, look at this issue of oppression and institutional racism. But that work needs to be informed by the voices of people of color. And that's exactly what this conference and this process has been all about, and I've enjoyed it so much. For me, the analogy that comes to mind, and I think most of us have had experience with this, is when very well-intentioned organizations of men try to do anti-violence against women work without ever consulting battered women's advocates. We've all seen that, and no matter how well-intentioned their responses may have been, they were often very ill-informed and, frankly, sometimes dangerous. We see that played out really clearly, how that consultation would have made their responses so much better. And I think that this is a way to do that, that we can hear, we can get direction on what work we need to do.
That's part of what makes it so exciting that there's a men's institute as part of this as well. I think as a white woman, and I have heard this from other white women, we kind of get nervous about men being part of the work. And yet, I feel like the way this has been set up and the men who are part of the leadership, and especially the way they are following the lead of the women of color and the First Nations women who are leading this work, I think it could really help turn a corner for white women in engaging men in the work as well, and do it in a way that's really true to the principles that we don't want to see lost.
I think this institute and conference is definitely going to provide the space to continue doing the work and to build bridges and to strengthen the work that all of us are doing as allies, as people of color, as men. I'm very, very excited to be able to meet everybody and continue doing this work, to be able to just sit in the same space together, which we unfortunately don't get to do very often. So it's going to be a very wonderful experience. I'm looking forward to it very, very much. I'm looking forward to meeting you all as well. I want to thank you all for sharing your experiences, sharing information about this conference and institute that will be coming up in New Orleans on May 10th through the 14th. And as mentioned before, if you want more information about how to attend or just how you can become involved, you can go ahead and visit the Women of Color Network.org, and you can find more information there. So thank you very much for being here with us today, and we will be in contact soon.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.